أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، الملك الحق المبين. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أما بعد، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my heart and my tongue what benefit to me, what benefit to you, and bless me and bless you and bless all what we're trying to do, and give us the sincerity in the seen and the unseen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand what's the purpose of our living and where are we going. One sister asked me to make a session or speech or a talk about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the importance of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the habit and custom of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. And another request to talk about some encouraging for our sister to work for the hereafter. And something came in my heart with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to make it benefit to me and benefit to you. I want to share it with you. Is Jannah paradise? Today, my brother and sister in Islam, is a lot of topic and a lot of things to learn. And we are in a state of ignorance, and we very far from the reality of Islam. Why we cannot learn enough about Islam, and why we cannot learn and implement what Allah commands us to do, and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to do. Now, why? And what any topic or any piece of knowledge can benefit to us unless we know the value of what we're going to hear? This why something came in my heart. You see, as a human being, we struggle and we try to really get closer to the things we like, the things we think it will benefit us and it will please us. And we're willing to sacrifice our time, our effort, everything for what we believe is benefit to us, and wonder what happened. We are running after material status. Why we run after material status? Why we run after a husband, a wife, a child, work, status, money, house? Why we challenging each other for material status. Why we look for each other for what we have, and we feel envy and jealousy. Why we be miserable when we cannot reach what we want, or husband or wife do not do what we like to do, or we lost a kid, or we are sick, or we lost a job, or we have less in money. Why? Why most of the time we are in a state of miserable and calamity and agony and sad and fear and upset? Why? It's very simple. Because we think, we believe of what we have and what we missing, it will benefit us. And what we missing, we lost. And without what we lost, we cannot gain success and pleasure. Is anybody think about death? Is anybody think about Jannah, paradise? Is anybody think about meeting Allah? These questions need answer. Today, the reality, my brother and sister in Islam, we really not thinking about none of the above. And this is why, according to material status, we get reluctant and we get upset, we get sad if we do not get what we want, and we cannot treat each other with justice and kindness and generosity. Why? Because we're not thinking enough about the hereafter. And we do not really live as a responsible people for our action, which we should do. And our desire of pleasing Allah and being really good and do good deed and try to reach and to think about the hereafter and paradise is not in our heart, is not in our vision. We do not think about it. Once all this is missing, what happened to us? The devil start make us busy about our condition, and we forget our condition. It always will vary, because no condition is still the same. We never be young all the time. We never be pretty all the time. We never have strength all the time. Never is not exist, because nothing forever. Everything has a time. Ya Allah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in my heart what benefit me and benefit you. Because unless we know what really benefit us, we will be in a complete chaos and deception. An illusion done by whom? By the devil. And by the way, people misunderstand. Devil is not only the devil of unseen, the one who whispered to us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Quran, devil is two kind, devil of jinn and devil of ins, meaning devil of the one we do not see and devil of the people. Once human being do not obey Allah and follow their own desire, they actually a soldier of the devil, working for the devil, to please the devil, to obey the devil, and can be a Muslim too by name, and you will not know. Because a Muslim, the one who works for Allah, the one who make people get closer to Allah, the one who try to be kind and generous to others, the one who fulfill the obligation and the connection and the reality of the duty of a Muslim in earth, which to be Khalifa, a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by implementing the rule of Allah and try to really build the personality and the quality and characteristics Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with, according to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Prophet is our teacher, our role example, him and his companion. Now, unless we try to really come to this reality, we will have a big problem. Problem in life, we will live miserably. Problem in the year after, and this will not be reaching paradise, or we reach a very low place in paradise. Look at us today, when we walk and we do not like what we see or what we have, and we look for others who have more than us, and we like to have what they have. Wonder what happened. We get upset. By this way, this message for those who really want to return to the reality, which we will die and we will meet Allah and we will go to paradise or hellfire. And this we have to calculate in our life. Once we calculate it, any calamity, any problem, any things we do not receive, it will not really bother us at all. Why? My heart, my mind, my soul, my body is occupied with something else. What something else my mind is occupied with? My mind and my heart and my body is occupied with how I reach, how I be living in Jannah, in paradise. One scholar in early Islam, they enter in his cell when he was tortured in his own cell, and he was very happy with a big smile in his face. And they ask him, "Oh Imam, how come you're very happy in your state of miserable like that? You are in a jail, you are in a cell by yourself, you have nobody with you, they've been torturing you, you have no good place to sleep, you have no food, you do not know even the future. How come you're happy?" Look to the difference of understanding. He said, "You're looking to my condition outside, but you did not see the condition of my heart inside." They said, "Please explain to us. We do not understand." He said, "In my heart is my Jannah, is my paradise. And because I have it inside, I do not care about what they do to me outside. Because I'm in a full content and happiness with Allah, Because my heart is full of Allah. Once he put me in jail, actually, they leave me with Allah alone. By this way, I am with the best companion. I always look for my creator, my owner, my master, the one I love to be with. And when they torture me, I remember what Allah will have for me after I die. My Jannah, my paradise, my state of faith. And when I think about it, I find what they're doing to me, it doesn't really bother me because I'm not here. My body is here, but I'm not here. And if they kill me, I will be a mattress and I will go to paradise. And if they let me go in a desert until I die, I will be looking for the glory and wonder of Allah and remembering of Allah all the time until I die, which what I'm looking for. In any case, all my condition is a state of happiness. And this is why I'm very happy. Inside, outside. In spite of all the condition you see, it doesn't bother me because I'm not even looking for it. Actually, they do me a favor by putting me in jail. Look at the understanding of this Imam. His name Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayh, almost 700 years ago, or maybe more. You see, why we are miserable? Because we always look to the condition. If we like it, we will happy. We will be happy. If we do not like it and will not match our desire and want, we will get sad and upset. Meaning, my faith and my vision of reality is not there. Because if I have the right vision and the right understanding, who am I and what I'm doing in earth and where I'm going, all this condition will not bother me. But actually what bothers me is the status of my heart. Why? Why I look for the status of my heart? Again, my brother and sister in Islam. Why we work very hard to get a house in Florida, in a Pocono, in some place nice, to have a nice time, or to buy a new car, or to get a fancy apartment, or to increase our status, or to get new equipment, or whatever, or to get new clothing. People is different, or to get the food we like. Meaning, we sacrifice our time, our effort, our body, everything for a small, tiny pleasure will take time and go. And if you really think about your life, you will find out all your life is a lot of tragedy and a lot of agony for a small benefit. A mother go for a lot of agony carrying the baby for 9 months. Go to the delivery room, having a very hard time in delivery, having all this pain and all this experience to be happy with a baby. Is this actually the end of it? To play with a baby and say, I have a baby, is my baby? No. There's something much greater than that. And if we understand it, my baby will not make me happy or sad the way it should be. Or a husband, or a wife, or money, or my body, or my money status. whatever it is, it will not bother me because my vision is different. Let's see some of the examples to show us. But before that, I like to share something with you from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ar-Rum, Surah Ar-Rum is number, Surah, chapter number 30, verse 7 and 8. Let's share it with you. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. They know the outer of this life and on the hereafter they are completely forgotten or forget the hereafter completely. أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They did not think about their own self. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create the earth and the sky except with the truth. وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And a time has a limit. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ. And a lot of the people with the meeting of their Lord, they are a disbeliever. And after that, Allah go to verse number 8. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْدُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. They did not go and walk in the earth to see what happened to the people before them. كانوا أشد منهم قوة وآثار الأرض وعمروها أكثر مما عمروها وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. People before them, they have more power, more strength, and they build in earth, and they bring a lot of things in earth, and their messenger came to them was a sign and the word of their Lord, but they oppressed themselves and Allah did not oppress them. They was the oppressor to their own selves. ثم كان عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said after that in verse 9 and verse 10, after that, this people was a disbeliever and they used to laugh about what going on. And again, they did not accept what Allah said and they did not follow up. Again, what happened? We forget the purpose of our life and we forget where we're going. This is why we stay in a state of calamity and a state of chaos, a state of sadness. We forget the mercy of Allah and we think, if I get sick or I have something I do not like, I am really in a bad problem. But actually, this is good for me if I just know. If I just go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk is chapter 67, verse 1 and 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. The blessing and the glory to Allah, the one who created the one who have the kingdom, the one who able The one who has the power and strength to do whatever he wants. The one who has in his own hand the goodness to all mankind in his own creation. And he's able to do whatever he wants. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ He created death and life. لِيَبْلُوكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا To test you, who among you the best doer? وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ And all high, all elevation, All glory to Allah, the Most Forgiven. Some scholars say, why Allah in this verse, He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَةِ The one who created death and life. It should be the one who created life and death. Because life is before death. But why in this verse he said death before life? Some they say because to make us remember the purity. Some they said because in this verse Allah explained to us is Allah created us to die from this life. We're not living here to live. We live here to die. From the time a person born, we know he has to die. And this is what we forgot. And also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained to us and He gave us the things insignificant to the things really significant. Because life after death is the infinity. Because life, in this earth, is very limited. And we're going to die. This is why some of the early scholars used to say, if you think you have a calamity, think about your death. You have no calamity at all. You see? Think about death, you forget any calamity you have. We do not know how death looks like. We do not know how the angel of death looks like. We do not know what we will get in our grave. Ya Allah. One early scholar, he said, Imam al-Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayhi. He said, if Allah will not allow us to forget death, nobody ever going to get married. Nobody will eat. Nobody will make business. And people will be in a state of fear. And they might die just from the state of fear. But from the mercy of Allah, He make us forget death. But in the meantime, the devil also allow us to make us forget death. But why Allah allow all this to happen? To test us. To see who among us as a good dealer or a good doer. Very important. Not to think about other what they do, about me what I'm doing. Again we go to the importance of Jannah. You see, in life, we know, can you go to the store and you want to buy something? And you just buy it, and before you leave, the man asks you, please give me the price, give me the money. He said, no, I'm just coming here to take my merchandise and leave. What will happen? Either he call you a thief, or he call you a cuckoo. He have to call 911. and take you to the mental ill hospital. Because anything in life, it has a price. We never think about that. What about Jannah, paradise? Is paradise has no price? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained it to us. أَلَا أَنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةً. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the merchandise of Allah is so expensive. 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 The merchandise of Allah is paradise. What's the price of Jannah? Pleasing Allah, obeying Allah, following the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me show you the difference between us and some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of the battlefields, two of the companions had a job to stand as a guard for the rest of the army. And these two companions, they decided between each other. One have a little bit of nap, and the another one take a guard. And when he feel tired, the another one take over. The first one who will be standing as a guard, he's starting his duty. He finds the evening is very quiet. No enemy is doing any activity. He decided to make salah, pray to Allah, just for, you know, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he won't be with Allah. In the middle of salah, and salah was, their salah different than our salah. They have salah with devotion and concentration completely toward Allah. And in the middle of salah, one of the enemy, he came and shot him with an arrow in his leg. In the middle of salah, he broke the arrow and he continued praying. Again, the same man gave him another arrow. Again, he kept continuing praying, until the blood was too much to the point his body was very weak. The another brother who's sleeping, he wake up and he find out what happened. He asked him, how come you allow all this to happen and you did not wake me up? He said, I was in a very sweet moment with Allah. I have a beautiful time with Allah. And I do not want to stop recitation of Quran. And I really did not feel any pain from the arrow, because my body was not here. My heart was completely with Allah. Another man, he went with a group of army and he went for a journey. This journey for many years. And when he came back, he followed the sunnah, the teaching of the Prophet, is not to go and knock on the door of your house unless you give your wife some time. There's no spying. Is no coming by accident, or is no coming in suddenly and enter the door? No, Islam do not teach us that. Islam teach us, if I'm in a journey and I won't go home, I call first and let them know what time I will be arriving, and give them enough time to prepare themselves, and if the house need preparation or cleaning, or she has something. Look at the manner of Islam. And wonder what happened. This man, he sent a man to knock on the door of his house and announce to his wife he just came back after many, many years. This was evening time. The wife prepared herself. She prepared something for him to eat. She's very happy. She's going to meet her husband. And 1 hour, 2 hour, all night, husband didn't show up. After Salatul Fajr, the morning prayer, later in the morning, he show up at home. She was very upset, and she wondered, what happened to you? I was thinking something happened to you, and I waited all night for you. He said, oh my dear wife, when I went to the masjid, I start thinking about the life after death and paradise, and I enjoy reciting Quran, and I felt so so happy between me and Allah. I start making salah, and I think maybe it is the last night for me. He said, what about me? He said, forgive me. I just forget you. It's just plain and simple. I forget you. I was with Allah to the point I forget you. Look at these people. Another man, he just married a very pretty girl from a big family, a very rich family, and he was very poor. But he's very rich in his heart, to the point the Khalifa, the representative of the Muslimin, the Muslim, electing him as a governor in Syria. And before he went, the Khalifa, he gave him enough money for the journey and to prepare for the new life where he going as a governor. Once he arrived there with his new wife, she told him, okay, you have a lot of money now. Give me some to have new dress, to do this, to decorate the house, to do that. He said, you know something? With all respect to you, I have something very beautiful that I want to share with you. She said, what? He said, I know good business. If I put my money in this business, this money will multiply and will be very rich sometime. She said, really? He said, yes. He said, do you know if it's really sure business? He said, yes. She said, you really have no doubt this business can fail or you lost your money? He said, 100% it will never be lost. She said, okay, what are you waiting for? I can wait, you go ahead. The man took the money and he left. Do you know where he went? He went to the market, outside the market with the poor people, and he started spreading the money and give it away to the poor people. And he came back with a very, very minimum, small amount of money. And every time the wife asked him, how is the business? He said, MashaAllah, is growing and is increasing every day. She said, I'm happy for you. You did a good job and you did a good decision. 1 year go by. All of a sudden, she said, excuse me, this business by now it should make a lot of money. I want to get some of this money, or at least some of the money from the income of the business. At this time, they have another brother who know what happened to the money. And he's smiling. She said, I swear by Allah, my husband, you have to tell me the truth. He said, oh my dear wife, the money I give it to Allah, because He's the best one, He can increase it for us. By this way, when we die, we find something beautiful, He left it for us, or He kept it for us. Because I am building over there, I'm not building here. She started screaming and crying and getting really very upset. He took her nicely and he hugged her. And after he hugged her, he told her, oh my dear beautiful wife, I love you, you are my wife, but let me tell you something. I can let you go to your family, but I cannot let my palaces in paradise will go away. If you want to go to your family, go. But I will not give you, I will give you away for the pleasure of Allah, but I will not give the pleasure of Allah for you. Look at the way they think and the way we think. Everything, they return it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah and they know the value of what Allah kept for us. And they value the hereafter. They value the teaching of the Prophet. They value it. One man, he was very ugly, very ugly. No any woman wanted to marry him. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm very ugly and no woman wants to marry me. Is Allah will give me wife in paradise? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiled. And he said, sure, inshallah. But in the meantime, you can marry in this life. Go, tell so and so, I marry you to his daughter. The man went and he knocked on the door. And when the father saw him, he closed the door again. And he said, go away. The man, because he knew what the Prophet tell him, and he's a Prophet of Allah, his word is finished, is a command. He said, the Prophet sent me to marry your daughter. I just give you what the Prophet tell me, and he left. The daughter heard from inside what the man said. Look at again the young girl. She said, oh my father, I heard what the man said. Oh my father, run after him and tell him, we accept him as a husband. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Angel Jibreel with a verse cursing us because we disobey his prophet. Go, go my father. The father ran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave him his daughter, and he apologized. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the man, "You have money?" He said, "No." "You have rank?" He said, "No." He said, "Okay. Go to so and so, so and so, so and so, three companions to borrow from them money." It was Ali ibn Abi Talib, Uthman ibn Affan, and Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhu. And he said, take 200 from each one and come back. He went, they gave him the money, and he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they increase, means they give him extra. He said, now go to the market, buy whatever you need for your marriage, and come back to Mario. The man went to the market to buy what he needed. And in the middle of the market, he heard a call to Allah, a call to go in the path of Allah. And the sound said, "O the horse of Allah, be ready. O the horse of Allah, be ready." The man looked at what he has in his hand, clothing and silk and stuff for his wife, the one he really was waiting for. And he said, he raised his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, "O Allah, you know, what you have for me is much a pleasure and greater in my heart than what I have in my hand." And he dropped it. And he went to another market. He bought a sword, and he bought a horse, and he bought a shield. And he covered his face, and he went to the battlefield. After the battle was finished, he was dead. He was martyred. And Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took him and he put him in his lap after his death, and he was crying. And after that, he smiled. And when he put him in the grave, he turned his face away from him. After they buried him, the companion asked him, "Ya Rasulullah, O the Prophet of Allah, you did three things we do not understand. You cried so much, and you smiled very highly and very wide, and you turned around your face. What this meaning, please?" He said, "I cried from the absence and missing Sa'd." His name was Sa'd. "And I smiled when Angel Jibreel told me about his status in the eye of Allah. And I turned around when I saw his wife from paradise coming to graduate him for his marriage with them in the kingdom of Allah." And after that, he took the sword and a shield and a horse. And he told one man of the companion, "Go, give it to such and such family and tell them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marry Sa'd with those who are better than you." This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do we know the value of the hereafter? Do we really work for it? Do we really remember it? Are we thinking about hereafter and paradise? Are we trying to do something to please Allah and really reach? These questions need an answer. Is me really sad only when I miss my day without doing good deed? Or when I miss my salah? Or when I have no good manner? My dear brother and sister in Islam, why we obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Quran, say, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ." If you claim you love Allah, follow me, the companion of the Prophet, the Prophet of Allah. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Follow me. We have been instructed in Quran, in many, many verses, to follow and obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the only way to reach Allah, and Allah will be pleased with us, to obey His Messenger. What is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the teaching and custom and habit, was never changed. The things he used to do all the time. And he command us to do. And even if he did not command us to do, we still have to do it. Why? Because it makes us closer to Allah. Why? He used to do so. And he tried to get closer to Allah. But why? Because he was a chosen human being to be the messenger of the Creator. And the Creator gave him the perfection of quality and manner and way of worship to get closer to Allah. By this way, he set the role model and example for us to do the best like what he did. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know for every deed and action the Prophet do is a blessing and a rewarding? Do you know for every action and deed the Prophet asks us not to do is a curse or sins or calamity or something can harm us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, with the meaning of, I did not leave a topic or something will benefit you in this life and hereafter without commanding you and teaching it to you. And I did not leave a topic or something to get you away from the hellfire without commanding you to get away and advise you to get away. Now, if I do not know the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be my teacher? Who will be my role model? How I can implement Quran? Quran, yes, is the word of God, the word of the Creator. But the teaching of the Prophet is the living example. Even some people used to say to the Prophet, why Allah did not send in angels? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in Quran. If you was an angel, Allah would send you an angel. Because from the wisdom of Allah, he has to be a human being to sleep and wake, eat and get thirst and hunger, married, have kids, have problems, get sick. To live a normal life, by this way we cannot complain and say, oh, you are angels. They have more power than us. We cannot do what they did. But Allah sent a human being, to live like us, to do exactly and live the way we live. By this way, he can set the role model, and we follow his footsteps and his companion. May Allah be pleased with them. And this is some of the very small thing about the Sunnah. But again, I can go on in details about any topic. But we have to be really anxious to know, to reach, to gain. Why? If we really want heavens, paradise, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Allah. Today, a lot of topic we really have to learn. A lot of topic we should learn. A lot of topic we should be concerned about. A lot of topic we should spend time to learn it and be worried about. But we're not even giving time to all this topic. until we have a calamity or problem and we start crying and said, what's going on? And this is a wisdom from Allah. Calamity and a trial sometimes just is a wake-up call. A wake-up call for us. Where are we going and who can support us? Who can give us the real happiness? My dear brother and sister in Islam, real happiness is not of what we have. Real happiness of what we have in our heart. Our connection with Allah, our contentment, tranquility. I talk about it, about the food of the soul, which we look for it. Any kind of pleasure is a very limited. But to be with Allah all the time, and you are in the remembering of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, in the obedience of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking about paradise, your paradise inside your heart, now you are in a complete contentment. And not only that, you are in a state of happiness. What about condition outside? It will not bother you too much. Why? Because the status of your heart will be more value, not to lose more than any condition. And also because you know for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you what's benefit to you. And you know what in the hereafter is really what is needed and what important. And in this life is not really needed at all and not important. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I do not know if this a wake-up call, a call to the truth, Jannah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging. One woman, all night, his husband wake up, find her praying all night. He asked her, what are you doing? Why you cannot go to sleep? She said, how I sleep when my Creator cannot go to sleep? How I sleep when the one I love so much, he's up and I'm sleeping? Love Allah, remember of Allah, remember in the hereafter. Sometimes I love to talk about many topics about Islam. But where is the people who is ready? Where we are? What about me? Not others. What about me? Is me ready today? Is ready to have my heart connect to Allah and not worry about nothing except Allah? Is me really know the value of this life and the hereafter? Is me having my heart and my vision only to the hereafter and how to please Allah? Is me now thinking about paradise and which level I might enter inshallah by the will of Allah? Is me really watching what I'm doing and what I'm saying to make sure I will not hurt nobody, I will not oppress nobody? What about if other oppress me and other do calamity and tragedy to me, or deceive me, or not be true to me in their business? They did what they did, and I have to do what I have to do. I cannot be a judge of what they're doing, but I have to be patient. Maybe if Allah allow me to forgive them and continue, because my status of my heart is more value than what they're doing. And also because this life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it, to test you, who among you the best doer. They did what they did, their own business. But I have to think about what I'm doing, what I'm engaging with, where is my heart? My dear brother and sister in Islam, condition always will be up and down. But what should not be up and down is my heart, should be with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit me and benefit you and shower us with His mercy. and open our vision, open our heart to the reality of this life and the hereafter, and make us remember is the really, really life is not this life. The real life is after death. The real life is after death. The infinity after death. And is no way to reach and understand this topic unless we learn and follow the teaching and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the custom and habit and command the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command us to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, all my ummah, all my people will enter paradise except those who will deny it. The companion asked, he said, يا رسول الله, who will deny to enter paradise? He said, those who will obey me, they will enter paradise, and those who will disobey me, they will not enter paradise. If Allah will not let you to go to paradise, where are you going? Hellfire. And there's many, many ahadith about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the following of him. He said also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, طوبى لمن رآني وآمن بي ثم طوبى لمن لم يراني وآمن بي. طوبى is a degree or a level in Jannah or a place in Jannah, meaning a place in paradise or a level in paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this for those who are see me and obey me. And after that he repeated 3 times for those who did not see him and obey him. Meaning anyone among us now who obeys the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he obeys the Prophet of Allah and follow him and follow his footsteps, he will get 3 times the reward of the people of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is a lot I want to share with you. But I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open my heart and open your heart and bless me and bless you for what benefit to us in this life and hereafter. And always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, give me the vision, give me the understanding, make me among those who belong to you, not belong to the devil. O Allah, make me among those who benefit other, not torture other and displease you. O Allah, make me among those who not oppress themselves and others. O Allah, make me among those who follow the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, make me among those who spread the right word, ya Allah, and the right conduct and the right manner, ya Allah. O Allah, make me among those who really come closer to you, Allah, love you, ya Allah, and make others love you, ya Allah, and follow you, ya Allah, and love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion, ya Allah. O Allah, bless our meeting and make this session and this recording benefit to me and benefit to others in my life and my death. O Allah, make everybody who hears this tape understand, because understanding only from you, ya Allah. I cannot make people understand. I cannot open their heart, ya Allah. You the one, ya Allah, open their heart. O Allah, O Allah, give us vision, ya Allah. Give us mercy, ya Allah. Bless us, ya Allah. Bless what we're doing, ya Allah. Connect our heart to you, ya Allah. Fill our heart with happiness, tranquility, ya Allah. Only by you, Allah, we can receive it. Nobody can give it to us. And if we think of what other can give it to us, we will be a fool, Ya Allah, in this life and the hereafter. O Allah, fill our heart with tranquility. O Allah, fill our heart with love. O Allah, fill our heart with happiness. O Allah, fill our heart with contentment. O Allah, we need you, Allah. We need you, Allah. We need you, Allah. Make us realize that, Ya Allah. And make us realize is only way to reach you by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like one scholar, he said, to open any door, you need a key. And not any key can open any door. You have to have the right key with the right teeth. Meaning we have to have the right key and with the right teeth also. The key is shahadatin. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. No one worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is the key. What is the teeth of the key? The following of the Sunnah. The following of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has all the teeth we're looking for. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah bless us and help us to discover the truth. And no will and no strength without Allah. No tawfiq and no ability except from Allah. No success without the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and the hereafter. Only by the teaching and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased and blessing be with him on him. O my brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the light. Give us the light in our heart. O Allah, give us light. O Allah, put in the front of us light. O Allah, put in the back of us light. O Allah, put in our right hand light. O Allah, put in our left hand light. O Allah, make above us light. O Allah, put underneath us light. O Allah, fill our heart with light. O Allah, fill our face with light. O Allah, fill our heart with light. O Allah, fill our soul with light. O Allah, fill our blood with light. O Allah, fill us with light, Ya Allah. From you only, Allah, we seek light. O Allah, fill our heart with light. Make us light to other, Ya Allah. O Allah, we need your light. We need your vision, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Make us repent, Ya Allah. Give us sincerity, Ya Allah, in the seen and unseen, Ya Allah. Make us real believer of the unseen, Ya Allah. Make us remember Jannah all the time, Ya Allah. Paradise, Ya Allah. Make us remember Hellfire, Ya Allah. And get us away from Hellfire, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. What most beautiful name than you, Allah. And your quality and attribute, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah. Accept our effort, Ya Allah. And make it sincere to you, Ya Allah. And make anyone hear it, Ya Allah, benefit from it, Ya Allah, only by your will and your blessing and pleasure, Ya Allah. O Allah, we will keep calling you until we die, Ya Allah. We need you in this life, we need you in the grave, we need you in the hereafter, Ya Allah. O Allah, make our heart fill with your name, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make us remember nobody except you, Allah. O Allah, when we go to sleep, do not make us remember nobody except you and your Prophet, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us make durood salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us all the time remember you, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not make us remember nobody except you, Ya Allah. O Allah, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami' al-alim, wa tub alayna ya Mawlana, innaka anta arhamur rahimin, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونستعين ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد My dear brother and sister in Islam الحمد لله رب العالمين We thank Allah and we praise Allah He gives us a gift of understanding and knowing who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And now, after this understanding, we should try to build and calculate the real understanding by remember we are a slave and servant of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage us to worship Him and He promised us whoever obey Him and do good deed, He will give him the real happiness in this life and hereafter. My dear brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in Quran in many places, is the real life is the hereafter. Let's go together to see some of the companion and some of the early people who understand what happening and what is really happening and the way they really reflect their faith for their life. For example, we see the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija radiallahu anha, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate her to the point she get the pleasure of Allah announced to her and promised to her in this life before she died. And even the prescription and the description of her house in paradise before she died. But what she did, she sacrificed completely. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cry and said, no one of his wives did what Khadija did, radiallahu anha. May Allah be pleased with her. She believed me when everyone denied me. She supported me when everyone was running away from me. She sacrificed her wealth and everything she owned to support her own husband with a complete faith and support. Another companion, female, her name is Khansa. May Allah be pleased with her. When she heard the battlefield is finished and people was coming, she is waiting with the rest of the people, most of them is women, in the edge of the town to welcome those who are coming back. Now imagine, what's the feeling of a woman, her husband, her brother, and four of her own sons, they already in the battlefield. And every time she sees somebody coming from the battlefield, she said, how is the Prophet? They said, your husband died. She said, how is the Prophet? After a while, another person show up. How is the Prophet? They said, your brother died. She said, how is the Prophet? She said, your brother died. After a while, another person, your son so-and-so died. She said, how is the Prophet? After a while, another person, he said, your son so-and-so died. She said, how is the Prophet? After a while, another person came, the third one. He said, your son died. She said, how is the Prophet? After a while, another person came and he said, your son died. Meaning, she gave her the news of her husband, her brother, and all her four children has been dead in one battle. And she didn't even ask. And the only thing she was asking, how is the Prophet? If the Prophet is okay, And when they asked her later on about the way she reacted, she said, "This is what Allah bring me in this life for. I teach my kids and I develop my kids for this day only. And I get the day I was waiting for. To all my family will be sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause." She was happy. She was very happy because she knew she accomplished her mission. And she said a beautiful sentence has been engraved in history. She said, "I educate them and support them and I encourage them for this particular day." And when she sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was very happy because she knew by the Prophet living, meaning the deen and the faith and spreading of the word of Allah will be given in earth. And if the Prophet died and her family living, what's the benefit? Another young lady, she embraced Islam in Mecca and she tried to join her husband, but she cannot. Her husband ran away. Not run away from her, but run away from the disbeliever before they kill him. But she was not succeed. Anyway, she tried many times. She would not succeed. After a while, she tried. And in the middle of the journey, her own tribes capture her and start torture her, severely torture, until she lost her mind, meaning she go in a hallucination and she cannot vision, and her body was completely, you know, like was full of torture, and every time they used to rest, they used to put her almost naked in the ground, in the desert, in the hot sun, without any shade, without no water. This was the early people used to have to hold their own faith. And she will not. Every time you torture her, they used to tell her, "Disbelieve about this faith and come to our faith and we'll give you whatever you want." And she said, "No way. My faith and my belief in Allah and His Messenger much higher than my husband and my tribe and my family." After many days in the desert, in the torture, and she's almost finished from torturing, one day she's sleeping at noontime and she's in the shade. She used to tie her hands, her legs, in the hot sun, in the sand, meaning it can go above 150, 180 degrees. Burning sun and burning sand, burning. You walk in the sand for a few minutes, your skin will bubble up like eggs in a few minutes. And she's sitting there for hours daily, from daytime until night, with torture, without no water, until her lips was bleeding and her body was completely was finished. And what she did, in the middle of her torture in the sun, she called Allah. She called Allah. She called Allah with her heart, with her faith and conviction, pure, sincere to Allah, and said, "Oh Allah, if I've been dead in this condition, thee will say, my Lord did not support me. Oh Allah, just for you, I know who you are, and I believe in you, but don't let them use me for many people. to disbelieve in you. Oh Allah, allow me to spread the word of you, Ya Allah. And she go unconscious. And after she go unconscious, she wake up. She wake up in a feeling of cold water, sweet cold water coming in her lips. And when she open her eyes, she find a small jar of water coming down from the sky, held by angels. Allah sent her an angels with the water from paradise to water her, and he spread the water over her body, and the blessing water by the word of Allah healed her completely. When the disbeliever wake up, they ask her, who did this to you? And they went check their own water jars and their own water, you know, supplies, and they find out it has not been touched. They look at her hand, still tight. They said, who watering you? Who give you the water? Where you get it from? She said, the one who create me, the one who support me, the one who feed me, the one who heal me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greater, Allah is the greater, Allah is the greater. And wonder what happened. It's over, was over 100 of people, completely a big caravan. She sit down and she give them dawah. She invite them to what she believe, and all of them embrace Islam. And instead of going back to Mecca, they went toward Medina, where the Prophet is, and they embrace Islam. Just by one young lady, she was having faith toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith, nothing will make it move. Today we embrace Islam, or we claim we are a Muslim, and wonder, once the husband or the kids or the family or somebody give me trouble, and I have a test, I disregard my Islam, or I complain about my Islam instead of complaining about people. And instead of going and complain to my Lord, my Allah, I complain to other and seek support from other instead of seeking support from Allah. And instead of thinking about my duty as a Muslim to spread Islam, I'm thinking about my wife, my child, my husband, my people, my this, my that. Where is the truth? Where is the pure faith? Where is sincerity? Where is the belief in Allah? This young woman alone has no support except Allah. Another one younger than her, this one was very young. Some report said almost in the 13. She was a slave of a lady. And when this lady knew she embraced Islam, she used to torture her every single day, every single day. And she used to beat her so severe until she become blind. And again, similar to the first young lady, may Allah be pleased with all of them, male and female. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. This young lady again, she felt almost she died from torture and from beating in the head. And she's blind. And this old lady, she used to tell her, look, I'm torturing you and nobody support you because you do not believe in my Lord. If you disbelieve of Allah and believe in me, this will not happen to you. And this young lady, after being patient for many, many months, long, long months of torture, every single day, One day she cried to Allah and she said, "Ya Allah, do you look at me as a victim because I disbelieve in their own statue and idol? Oh Allah, I believe in you and you know who you are and I know who you are. Oh Allah, support me. Give me my vision back, Ya Allah. Give me my vision back, Ya Allah. Give me my eyes vision back, Ya Allah. To let them know I am with the Lord, the Creator, the Owner, the Provider, the one who said to be will be." And again, she go unconscious. And she wake up. And she find her body's healed. Her vision pure, straight, excellent, 100%. The old lady asked her, "Who did this to you?" She said, "My owner, my creator." And not only that, after that, this lady, she has pain in the head. And this pain in the head will not be calmed down unless she orders a young lady to hit her in the head. And she keep hit her in the head by her own command. You see, my brother, Allah give them victory. Give them victory in this life and the hereafter. They saw the victory of Allah. They bear witness the victory of Allah to them and others. Why? Because they believe in Allah. They have pure, sincere, pure belief in Allah. I feel sad when I see us and the new embraced Muslim. They look at us and they cannot even know how to believe in Allah. And when they get a calamity or a test, they disregard Islam instead of seeing the fault in us, not in Islam, not in the Creator, and accept the reality. And instead of holding the faith and building the faith and remember all this calamity and all this just to teach us who we are and who we're dealing with. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do we understand what Allah has been written for us? Do we know what his paradise look like? If you look in the earth and you find the beauty all over, you have beautiful places in the earth, unbelievable beauty, in the mountain, in the desert, in the sea, in the Caribbean, in Japan, in Europe, in Africa, you name it. Beauty. Ultimate beauty by the will of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, this earth and what it contains is not worth even for Allah to look at it from the time he created. And he promised us the minimum, the last person go to paradise, he will receive 10 times greater than the whole earth and what it contains. He will receive palaces better than any palaces exist in earth. The size of Adam alayhi salam, 60 dhira in the air, approximately 180 feet tall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Joseph was very pretty. The age of Isa alayhi salam, 33 years. No any aging, no bathroom, no kids, no agony, for infinity. In some report, to have intercourse and to have any kind of pleasure it will be minimum of 75 years continuous pleasure. Continuous pleasure of 75 years of our time. Your sweat will be perfume. You do not go to the bathroom. You do not spit. You do not have a bad saliva or a bad smell of your mouth. You do not have cold and flu. You do not have to go to work. This is a place of work. This is our farmland. The one will give us the product and the crops. Our crops is Jannah, is paradise. Unless we believe and calculate where we going, we will have a big problem. Because this is the quality of the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed it in Quran in many places, the one they believe of the unseen. And one of the unseen is the promise of Allah. Allah promised in Quran, and Allah says the truth. Verily Allah said the truth. And no one will keep his promise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is faith. This is what we're working for, to please Allah, to gain the mercy of Allah, to get closer to Allah, and to wait for the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with patience and contentment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many stories in Quran. This story not to just read it and that's it, to learn from it. Look at Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam is the one who was sick. And he has sickness. In some report, he was sick, ill. He cannot eat, drink, he cannot sleep, he cannot do anything for over 18 years. And when his wife used to say to him, "O Ayyub, ask Allah to cure you." He said, "How I ask Allah to cure me? And he gave me over 40 years of goodness. I cannot be patient when he give me some calamity. I cannot ask him for cure. I cannot." And she knew he's a prophet. If he asked, Allah will give him. But he was shy even to ask Allah to cure him. And in some report, when people was complaining about him, he was a sinner, and this why Allah gave him the calamity, he called Allah, and in the same day, Allah cured him. But after be patient for 18 years with no complaint, this Ayyub alayhi salam. In one report, Ayyub alayhi salam, one time, his wife was working in a rich family to get the money to feed him and feed herself. Because he cannot move, he cannot do anything. Even nobody can even look at him. He was so ugly from the disease, inside, outside, and his wife is patient with him. Where we are? And one day, the wife came with a piece of bread, and he's ready to eat it. And before he eat it, he asked her, "Where do you bring the piece of bread from?" She said, "I was working for this rich family, and of one of my duty to take care about their infant and babies. And one of the baby boy, he has a piece of bread in his hand and he slept. And after I slept, I take the piece of bread and I came." He said, "I cannot eat it." "Go please, give it to the boy before he wake up and he cry, and I will be the cause of making one baby cry." She ran to the family and she asked, "Please let me put this piece of bread back in the hand of the boy." And by the time she reached the boy was ready to wake up and looking for his piece of bread. And she gave it to him and she thanked Allah. The woman obedience to her husband. The husband fear Allah from getting something is not belong to him. And he fears a baby will wake up and find the piece of bread not in his hand. The family is rich. They can give him 100 pieces of bread. But look at the teaching. He's hungry. He needs it. But he will not do it. Look at the manner in the middle of calamity. Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the story of Joseph alayhi salam in Quran? Because it has a lot of story, a lot of benefit to us. This young man, from his childhood, he'd been through all the calamity you imagine. When he was a very young boy, all his brothers were jealous of him because his father loved him, Yaqub alayhi salam. And jealousy and hate is a calamity by itself. It makes your life miserable. Not even that, they plot and plan against him. And his own brother throw him in the darkness of a well. If you ever see an old-fashioned well, and when somebody throw you down, and you do not know if an animal will eat you, your snake will come and bite you and finish you, or you be drowned in the darkness of the well. We call it another tribulation. When he been tested by being in the darkness of the unseen and unknown, and he steadfast with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, the third calamity, when people come in and take him as a slave, from a son of a prophet to being a slave for people to buy him and sell him with a small amount of monies. And after that, another calamity, number four. When he grew up in a rich family and he was very pretty, and when he became a young youth, the woman wanted to use him for herself and make him want to commit adultery. And he refused for Allah. For Allah, for his faith. And number five, when he refused, they tell him, we will put you in jail and we plot plan against you and we make the ruler put you in jail. And they put him in jail. And finally, when they put him in jail, he forget one of the promise to one of his companions in jail. And this forgetting, because he didn't say inshallah, he stayed for extra 2 years, according to some report, for something he did not commit and he didn't do. All this you think is not a tragedy and calamity? Years after years, your own life has been calamity after another. In the unknown, you do not know your future. You do not know what's going on. And finally, the ultimate calamity is from a slave being in jail. Allah gave him the knowledge of interpretation of a dream. And he interpreted the dream of the king. And the price of that, because he was patient all this time, Allah fulfilled his promise. And now the king allowed him to be the treasurer of all Egypt. From a slave to the ultimate. And now he's standing in the chair of the king as a treasurer of all Egypt and the kingdom of Egypt. And he's been elevated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the gift of all his brothers coming back to him. Prostrate to him. Prostrate of elevation and respect, not worship. And his family came to him. At this time, he also still steadfast with Allah. He did not be arrogant. He did not envy. He did not try to give back to what they did to him. He has the power to torture them. He has the power to revenge. But he teaches us, Joseph alayhi salam. What he said? He said, go, I forgive you. And he did not claim they did anything wrong to him. This is the quality of a prophet. After all the calamity, he forgave. And not only that, after that, he raised his hand to Allah. And he said, oh Allah, the way you teach me and give me the knowledge and elevate me. Oh Allah, make me live like a Muslim and make me die as a Muslim and resurrected me with a good pious people. He did not say even I am good man. He said, oh Allah, I wish to make me live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrected with a good people. I'm the chosen people. But he did not say it is me among them. He wished humble and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stories of Quran, not to learn and just read it like a newspaper. Every story of Quran is a wisdom for us, because all of us has to go through some calamity, some test, some examination for a trial. The future in the hand of Allah. Please, my brother and sister, don't look in the future. Allah only the owner of the future. The one who create you and provide for you today, he will provide tomorrow. And he can open from the way you never can imagine. Yesterday is a past. Only ask Allah to forgive you and repent. And today is your present. Do not lose it. Use it and try to get closer to Allah. And even if you don't know how, just get closer. Call him. Allah is so kind, so generous. He promised anyone who call him, he will give him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, read Quran, but read it with an open heart. Try to understand what is the wisdom Allah gave us in Quran. What is the wisdom behind every story? Is a lot of story to learn from it. A lot of things to go through it. Why? Because the price. The paradise is very pretty, very beautiful, very high, for infinity. No tax, no custom, no aging. One old woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, Ya Rasulallah, I'm old woman, I'm very ugly. I will go paradise in this shape. He said, no, you will not go paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the truth. The lady was crying. He said, come here. He was just joking with her, but in the truth manner. He said, do not be reread in Surah Yasin, chapter Yasin. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. He said, I'm sorry, astaghfirullah al-azim, just in Surah Al-Rahman. No, in Surah Yasin, Allah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad. Anyway, the meaning of the verse is, we rebuilt you. We rebuilt you as younger and virgin. And this is Surah Al-Rahman. My dear brother and sister in Islam. And the lady was walking with a smile. This is the reality. This is the reality. Reality is life after death. The real life is life after death. The real happiness is life after death. And the real happiness to feel, to believe, to hold tight, to steadfast, have istiqamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, let's go back to Allah. Let's enjoy the closeness to Allah. Let's really have the real happiness and the real tranquility with Allah. Let's have the real pleasure when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be content with us. Oh Allah, give us the real contentment. The real contentment not with money, not with wife and kids or husband, not with status, not with houses and cars. The real contentment when you really surrender to Allah, When you submit to Allah and leave everything toward Allah, do not fight. Do not fight no one. Return all the topic to Allah. You will find what Allah will do for you. But just build your faith. Get closer to Allah. Try to please Him. Try to obey Him. And you will see. I promise you. Why? Because Allah promised. And I believe in Allah. Do dhikr. Remember Allah. Do not remember your calamity. Do not remember your mistakes. Do not remember other mistakes. But also remember how much far in your heart between you and Allah. Once you do that, you have no calamity. Because once you do not think about tomorrow and what will happen, you have no problem. Problem only from shaitan. And when you're patient, Allah will turn all the calamity to goodness, but only if you be patient and faith with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, O Allah, shower us with your closeness, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to know you, Ya Allah. Allow us to be with you, Ya Allah. You will see. I promise you, you will see. You will have a lot of beauty in your heart. You will have a lot of sweetness in your heart. You will have a lot of happiness in your heart. You will not feel nothing from what you have around you except very happiness because you are with Allah. Just said, Ya Allah. Just said, Ya Allah. Just said, Ya Allah from your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what you need. He's all seeing. He's all knowing. He knows. He knows even if you don't see. And if you do not hear. And you do not even say anything. He knows. He knows the status of your heart. Just connect your heart to Allah. Let's build our connection to Allah. And we have enough to have faith with Allah is the creator, the doer, the one who will say to be will be. Because we like it or we don't, destiny also is going according to what Allah written, not according to what we want. This is another topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me to talk about it inshaAllah another time. The belief in destiny. And if you believe in destiny, you will be content. And you will be calm. And you will be happy. And you have no problem at all. A Muslim has no problem. Problem does not exist in a Muslim dictionary. We have calamity. We have examination. We have a test. We have a trial. We have a tribulation. And all this is a wisdom from Allah to test our sincerity, to test our faith, to test our patience, to test our really belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand what's the meaning of Islam, how to surrender and submit to the will of Allah, how to believe in the faith and the power of Allah, how to believe Allah is so kind and so generous, how to believe Allah is the loving one. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Anta al-Wadud, Ya Allah, the loving one. If I believe Allah al-Wadud, Allah Latif, Allah is the giver, Allah is the doer, Allah is the one who give and take, provide. If I believe Allah is the greater, and I said in my heart, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar from nafsi, oh Allah is the greater than myself, oh Allah is the greater than my wife, my kids, my family, my need, my desire. At this only, I'm surrendered to Allah. At this time only, I'm submitting to Allah. At this time only, I will believe and have faith and see the bounty and the treasure of Allah. And at this time, Allah will shower you with all what you need and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi said, من شغله ذكري عن مسألتي أعطيته خير ما أعطي السائلين. Those who are forget what they need because he busy with what I need and my remembering and my Quran, I will give them better than anybody asks me. If you forget what you need
And remember Allah.
Allah will give you more than what you want and what you desire. Because Allah, He knew what you need. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
You know what I need. You know what my desire. You know what is good for me. Oh Ya Allah. Give me what benefit to me. And don't give me what I need and I do not have benefit for. Because you only, Allah, know my benefit. Oh Allah, put in my heart what benefit to me and what benefit to mankind. Oh Allah, make me the spreader of the deen of Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me forget the duty of you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make me forget you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me love you, Ya Allah. Make me live with your name, Ya Allah. Make me have your life, my life and my thought and my heart only for you, Ya Allah. And make me die with it, Ya Allah. And don't make me busy with anything except remembering you, Ya Allah. And try to please you, Ya Allah. And spread the word of you, Ya Allah. And make people know you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And I cannot do that without your will and power, Ya Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Allow me, Ya Allah. Allow me, Ya Allah. Allow me, Ya Allah. With your mercy, Ya Allah. With generosity, Ya Allah. With your power, Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and vision and bounty and light to know who we are, who's Allah, and who we're dealing with, and our life, what's the meaning of our life, what's our destination, and where we're going, and what we're missing, and what every day if we lose or gain in the hereafter, every day we gain or every day we lose palaces in paradise. And shaitan possess us and make us busy with my wife, my kids, my son, this and that, and we forget the main goal. Oh Allah, oh Allah, don't make us blind, Ya Allah. Don't make us blind, Ya Allah. Take the veil out of our eyes and heart, Ya Allah. Say Ameen, say Ameen. Ameen meaning, oh Allah, accept, Ya Allah. Let's go back to Allah, sincere to Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's be busy with what Allah wants, not what others want. And be generous and kind to each other, even the one who torture you, or plot and plan against you, because you're dealing with Allah. Don't deal with people, but deal for Allah. Do everything sincerely to Allah, you will not get upset. Do not wait for somebody to tap in your shoulder or give you a prize. No, a Muslim is not waiting for somebody to give him a prize. A Muslim waiting only to Allah, recognize his deed and accept it, inshallah. Because this is what the Messenger and Prophet used to say, O people, we do not do it waiting for reward from you. We waiting only to gain the pleasure of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make us among those, and make us among the one who thank Allah day and night for what He offers us. Because any one of us, whatever what you have, is the best for you, but only if you know. And only you know if Allah allow you to know. And Allah will not allow you to know unless you go back to Allah and ask Him support and wisdom. May Allah give us that, inshaAllah. Allahumma aghfir lana zunubana wa israfana fi amrina. وثبتنا على القول الحق لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, make us steadfast with the لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. I bear witness is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness is Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger of Allah. Make me steadfast with it, Ya Allah, truly, sincerely, with my action, with my deed, and make me a spreader of this beautiful word, the reality of this word in this life, Ya Allah, and make me die with it and enter my grave with it, Ya Allah, only by your tawfiq and ability and power and strength, Ya Allah, and your mercy, Ya Allah. Subhanaka Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun.
وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Whatever I said good is from Allah, and whatever mistake and whatever I said wrong is from my desire and my nafs and my shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow every word I said to be truly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and penetrate it in our heart and make us really sincere with it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. رحمة الله. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.